My name is Simon Perry, and I'm here in Ryde on the Isle of Wight. Today is the 11th of July, and I'm here in connection with the PAX People Oral History Project. And today I'm with...
Susan Fowler.
Thank you very much for inviting us into your home, Susan.
That's all right.
Can you tell me your year of birth and place of birth?
1947, Pellest Road in Ryde.
And your mum and dad's names and occupations?
My dad's name was Thomas William Keppel Keith Williams, and he was a baker, island bakeries, for all of his working life. My mum was Violet May Williams. She didn't work, but she was a seamstress who worked from home, did a lot of alterations, making wedding dresses and all sorts of things. And then I had a brother and a sister. My brother worked for cows, one of the boat builders. And my sister was horse mad, and she went to racing stables in Newmarket to work for a few years.
Wow.
Yeah. But that's about it. How was growing up?
How was growing up? What was it like, sort of early years and school?
Yeah, it was all okay. As I say, we lived in Longmead Road at the bottom of the hill, halfway down the hill, and right from I was tiny when then they moved, because they lived in a house in Pellest Road and then got a brand new council house. So yeah, I had a brother and a sister.
And school was enjoyable?
It was okay.
Where was school?
Bishop Lovett. I went there from the word go. It was okay. It was as school goes. I didn't do any exams, because I knew I was going to go to work at PAX. I'd sort of been had an interview, and they said, yes, if you want to start when you finish school. So,
what led to you having the interview then?
I can't think back now how it all happened. Whether it was, I think it was something through school, like what do you call it,
a careers
thing. Yeah. And there was another girl that came as well, but she didn't stay. I don't know why, she just didn't like it, I suppose. So, but it was okay. But some of the people were a bit odd to start with, but because there was quite a, I was the youngest when I first started, but then somebody else came and was sort of close to my age, rather than the older members of staff, because they were a bit set in their ways. But we all get like that, don't we? So.
Then what do you mean, set in their ways? They did stuff in a particular order? Or...
Yeah.
What sort of age were they then?
I suppose. There were a couple of sort of late 20s, 30s, but the ladies in the coats and the gowns were more mature, put it like that. But there's not many of us left now, though. I worked in Seaview for a while, on and off. Mr. Guy, who was the owner, he used to come pick me up from home, take me to Seaview, and then bring me home for a dinner, and then take me back again, and then bring me home again. It was all right, but.
He was going home for his lunch as well, I guess.
No, he lived in Seaview.
Did he?
Yeah, because there was no buses, you know.
Right.
There was not much place to sit. There's not much in Seaview to do, is there?
Well, in the scale of the island, Seaview to Ryde is no small distance.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, as you're saying, if they're finding it difficult to get people to get the bus out there to work...
You had to
help out.
Well, yeah, if they wanted you there, a couple of quite nice ladies, came back into Ryde. because we moved from the big one across to
the other
one.
Going back to the interview, do you remember how that process worked? What were the questions they asked or any of those?
What, when I started
in the very first part, yeah.
It was very short. I didn't do any exams or anything, so that's not what I wanted to do. So I had no qualifications. But apart from that, no, there was nothing really. It was.
They're just sort of sussing out whether you'd fit in there,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I think I was on probation, you used to call it, didn't you? But I never got told to go away, so I assume all was well.
And what age was that you were joining then?
16. Okay. As soon as I came out of school, I didn't do any GCSEs or anything.
I can't do the maths quickly. What year was that you joined, do you think?
God, I don't know. 47 I was born.
47, that's 24, 52.
Early 50s, oh, I
62.
Suppose.
62. 62.
Two.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that was sort of the start of... The 60s was quite a revolutionary change, really, wasn't it?
There were, yes.
Yeah.
And because then they had... Not only did they have the big PAX one on the corner, they then had a Miss PAX, which was up where the estate agencies by the bank.
Yeah.
And then there was Jaeger.
Yeah.
Down in Union Street next to where Russell and Bromley's used to be. Mm-hmm. And then there was Sea View. And then there was... they had Morgans and Co. at Cowes.
Yeah.
And one in and a Morgans in Southampton.
It's funny that none of the shops are in their names of the owners.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know where I can't remember where Pack and Culliford came from.
What the? Speaking to Jane yesterday, she was saying the one in Totland
was Culliford's, wasn't
it? Was Culliford. And the original name of the one at the top of Union Street was Harry Pack.
Yeah.
So that's why it's in the floor as well. That was the sort of combination of the two of them coming together.
Yes. It's weird, isn't it? I didn't know that.
Mm.
It's you pick up snippets, you know, even after all this time, you still find out something new.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because. I went to Mr. and Mrs. Moody's funeral not that long ago.
Okay.
I've been to them all.
That was Jane's mum.
Jane's mum, yes.
Yeah.
Dad died quite a bit previous to that.
Mm-hmm.
She got a brother.
Mm.
And funny enough, I was in the co-op the other day. Actually, I was having a cup of tea, and somebody I used to work with at PAX and Sea View came and sat.
Really?
Yeah. There's still a few of us around.
Was that a nice catch-up?
Yeah. I hadn't seen her for years.
After the interview, they said, great, you can join.
Yeah.
I guess, what was the feeling then? Do you remember how you felt?
Nervous.
Okay.
Because it was a big shop, and you think... I didn't know anybody. I knew one person, Hilary Steers, because she and my sister were into horses. So I knew her, not very well, but I knew of her. So there was somebody there that I knew.
Mm. So she was slightly older, was she?
Yes, right. Yes, she was, yeah.
And worked on the floor?
Yeah, yep. There was... It was a haberdashery department.
Which one did you work in?
I worked in the big one on the, not on the corner of
Union Street.
Yeah.
Which department was that?
I was in the knitwear on the second floor, and the underwear, which was all on the same floor. And then there was above that there was offices.
Watch the mic. That's the only thing.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. There was offices up on the floor above that, and stock storerooms and what have we. But no, it was an experience.
So a bit of trepidation.
First off, because it's so totally different, isn't it, from being at school and being with a lot of people your age to going to somewhere where I was the youngest one there.
And from what we've heard from people, it sort of feels like quite a grown-up place.
Yes. Yeah. The only thing they did, there was a children's clothing part there at one stage, and then they did bridal, so they used to get some little ones in for page boys and bridesmaids and what have we. So
do they offer you, well, you can go in this department, wherever, or they just said, right, you're off to knitwear?
Yeah. Okay. They're just off to knitwear. That's where the vacancy was. Mm. But as I say, it was on the same floor as the underwear, and then there was the workrooms above.
And the knitwear was all year round, was it?
Yeah. It was a big department.
Quieter in the summer?
Yes. Yeah, but then we had sort of cotton tops and that sort of thing.
Okay.
I had the opportunity to go to Scotland, to Hawick, but it all fell through, which was a shame, because I would have loved to have gone up there to... It was Lyle and Scott, and then the Peter Scott knitwear.
Okay, what, they sort of factory tour, that idea?
Yeah, yeah.
All
Yeah, no, but I never went. And then they had the Jaeger shop in Union Street as well.
What was the day-to-day like in the early days for you then, when you first joined?
You said hello to customers, but you didn't serve people. You brushed clothes and polished rails and that sort of thing for a little while, and then you sort of... especially if somebody was off sick or something, you got more to do with the customer, the clients,
right?
Which was much more fun than brushing clothes.
What was the brushing for then? To get the dust off them?
Yeah, because they just sat on the rails and they weren't covered.
I can't remember who told me that somebody, maybe this was in previous years, they used to put dust sheets over everything at night.
Yeah. We did that, but almost up to when I left
to
have my son.
And they still needed dusting,
yeah.
Even after that?
Yeah.
Right.
He's 50 now, which is really scary.
So then early days is an occasional hello to customers, certainly not selling them things.
No,
but then looking after a presentation. Was there somebody sat down and said... Right, this is the way that we do it.
No, not really. It was all sort of on the go. Mm-hmm. You just sort of pick things up, mm-hmm. but it was very defined, the correct way to do things.
So no one told you. You're just supposed to pick it up, yeah. And then right,
yeah.
Okay.
There was no sort of sitting down instructions or anything. Right. Taught how to use the till and that sort of thing.
What were the tills like? I guess a mechanical in those days.
They were. About that wide, long.
4 or 5 inches
wide.
Yeah,
about that long.
Yeah,
and they had a bit that lifted up that you put the receipts in. It was like a double...
like a carbon paper?
No, it wasn't carbon. It was just two pieces of paper that. But the sheets were impregnated with the carbon.
Right.
So one piece went one side under, and then the one went over the top of the till. Yeah. So
did you hand wrote it?
You hand wrote them. Yeah. You hand wrote them all.
So the till was just for sort of a container that you stored stuff in.
Yeah.
Right.
So it was about that long.
Yeah.
About that wide.
Right.
And the back lifted up, and the front lifted up. The back was to fill the dockets up with, and they were all joined like a toilet roll.
Okay.
Yeah, flat like a toilet.
What's the docket then? That's the receipt.
That's the receipt, yeah.
I see. So top copy for the customer.
The bottom copy, bottom the carbon for... copy was ours.
Right. And was it people paying in cash? Oh, there's no credit cards then, I guess.
A lot of them had accounts.
Okay.
There was two types of accounts. One was a budget account, one was a normal account. The budget account, I think you paid a slight commission on it.
Ah.
So it was... Well, we didn't have to work it out. It was all done. Yeah.
So what was that? What was the budget part that people helping them budget to
buy
stuff?
It was an account. You pay so much monthly.
Oh, like a Christmas club?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but in the shop.
Yeah, right.
God.
So you paid money on account every month, and then every now and again you could go in and spend that money?
No, you just paid money. You bought it and then paid so much...
Afterwards,
yeah.
Like a
yeah.
high purchase
yes.
or...
Yeah.
Right,
you,
okay.
It was only certain... Not everybody, but we had quite a lot of wealthy people. Mm-hmm. quite a couple of famous ones.
Oh?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
who?
I can't remember her name now. Opera singer, not opera singer. Yeah, we had quite a few, one or two.
Mm.
Yeah, and then they had a shop in Cowes, which was Morgan's, the clothing.
That was sort of sailing clothes.
Yes, all
stuff,
the sailing
it?
Stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you, what was the point where they said, you know, enough brushing? You've done the brushing. Now you get elevated to the next position. That was when someone junior came underneath
yes.
you.
Yes, or somebody left or whatever, yeah. you know. Yeah, so...
And the next role was what? What was your...
Well, just waiting for somebody to come in and buy stuff. Sometimes back then, it's fed £1,000, some people.
How many?
£1,000.
Wow. In those days?
In those days, yeah. But that was the exception to the rule. There weren't many of those around, but they'd come from the mainland and what have we.
Goodness.
Yeah. I didn't really happen very often. Mm. We did get commission.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah. Not a lot.
Uh-huh.
Not a lot, no. But, yeah, as you got more senior,
right.
you got commission.
So somebody more junior came in underneath you, then you, what extra responsibilities do you have then? That's the sort of, you start doing the selling part.
Yes, yeah, right. yeah. But you weren't brushing clothes all the time.
And what's the greeting that you had for when people arrived?
Good afternoon, can we help? Or are you quite happy just to be looking?
That's good.
Then you, if they said, yes, we're quite happy to be looking, and you just step back and say, well, you know where I am if you want help.
That's good.
And you used to curse and swear under your breath sometimes.
What was that for?
Oh, because some of them would be really, really nasty.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Just what?
We used to get, Sarah Brightman used to come in quite a lot because she used to live in Melville Street. Yeah.
What was the nastiness then? It was
oh, they just think they're better than you.
Okay.
You know, you're just a minion.
Right. Goodness.
And
but most of it was all jolly.
Oh, yeah. yeah. And it was a lot of it depended on the people you worked with.
Right.
And then, as I said, my son started doing the books after it changed.
Went into Cross Street.
Mm.
Oh, well, I'd love to talk more about Cross Street. We'll come on to that for sure.
Yeah. No, he didn't. He wasn't. I think he finished by the time we went to Cross Street. He did come to Cross Street for not for long. It was sort of coming towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
So did you stay in knitwear or did you move to a different department?
I was knitwear in the top of Union Street,
yeah.
But and shoes. but then it was a bit broader when we went.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Less departments.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It was all sort of. There was underwear, millinery.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lovely lady that. Her name was Mrs. Attio. She was the milliner. And she was in the Falkland Islands when it was all going.
Wow.
What was going on? Yeah, no, very, very. The people you meet and what you learn from them, not only about the shop but their experiences in life.
Mm.
You know, you carry it with you forever, don't you?
Mm.
People you meet, but and some of them you don't want to meet. No, but.
So why did she move from the island to the Falklands? to another island?
I don't know. Uh-huh. And she she didn't disappear. We knew she was going.
Yeah.
But, it's weird, wasn't it, really?
Okay.
And it was a bit more isolated than the Isle of Wight, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Long way from everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
So with how long were you in the Union Street branch before you moved to the... you had your kids and then...
Yeah, I started work when I left school in Union Street. I left to have my son, who's now 50.
How much later was that than you left, do you think?
Yeah, oh, God. Don't know, can't work that one out.
Okay.
And then, as I said, my daughter, she's... What is she now, then? 40-something. No, 44, 42, 43. Mm. So... That's it. Didn't have any more. Didn't want, no. One was enough. And it was, but we had one of each, so it was all right.
Okay, So it's. I guess it was... Well, what age were you when he was born? Do you remember?
What, John?
Yeah. Well, where are we now? We're 24. Oh. So it had been 75,
something like that.
Okay.
And I'm modern.
So that was... I'm trying to do the maths now. For 75, was it 47? 70, that's sort of 28.
Yeah.
So that was, do another bit of maths. 13 years that you were at the Union Street branch then. Okay.
Yeah, about, must have been about, round about that. I've never worked that one out. I've never had calls to work that one out before. But no.
I mean, you've got to love working in a place if you're there 13 years, haven't you?
Yeah, it was... You did get some real motzits, but the majority of people were okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had... Oh, I've got a piece of paper. It was a group of people came in, and a lot of them went upstairs, and others were walking around. And somebody said, "They're on Coronation Street," and I didn't watch it, so I hadn't realised. But there was about 5-6 of them that were in Coronation Street, came and had a wander around and spoke to us all. Yeah.
Well, they were over-filming or having holidays?
I don't know what they were actually doing here. But, they were, I suppose, in about half an hour, wandering around, looking around. Because we had a huge shoe department.
Right.
Which was my possession.
Was it? You were the queen of the shoes?
Shoes, yeah. God.
Did you pick the stock as well? Or what happened with that?
If Mrs. Barrow, who was the mainstay in Ryde. Mr. Guy was Shank, was Seaview and Cowes, but Mrs. Barrow and then her sister, Mrs. Moody, who talked to you with Jane, they were sort of the mainstays. Have I got more say in there? But no, they were... I always got on all right with them. Some of the staff didn't gel.
Right.
But no, I was quite lucky, really. But we used to get a good discount on. If you wanted any, cost plus VAT when VAT came in.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I mean that is pretty good, isn't it? Because I guess markup is
it's
about 100% generally, isn't it?
Yeah. No, theirs wasn't quite as bad as that, but.
Okay.
Because they had the Jaeger shop as well in Union Street.
Right. Did you so when you were initially at the Union, not initially but 13 years at the top of Union Street, did you mentioned Seaview, that you went to that one, that was in the early days, was it?
There was Jean Molyneux and somebody else, but somebody went off long term sick, and I'll say Mr. Guy used to come to my home, pick me up, take me there, sometimes bring me back into Ryde for lunch and then back again and then bring me home at night.
Yeah, that's great service.
Yeah, it was. But I suppose I was doing them a favour because they I don't know why they didn't take on anybody else, which would have been the logical thing to do, which I think they did eventually after after a while. I think it was through the winter and then when we got busier, they took somebody else on, so I didn't have to go backwards and forwards.
And how? What's a different sort of stock in Seaview, is it?
Slightly different. Most things were the same, but then there was they had a couple of retailers that were different to what we had in Ryde because we didn't want the sailing sort of stuff.
Okay.
Because it wasn't a very big shop.
So does that now sort of make sense to me? Were you talking about the sailing? Seaview cows, those being run by the same person, makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was quite interesting.
And they're different. I mean, in terms of people not travelling from Seaview to Ryde to do the shopping, or I guess for the sailing stuff, maybe cows, that is a bit further, isn't it?
Mm.
But it just seems amazing that something that is relatively, I mean, in sort of worldwide terms, quite a short distance.
It is.
That there would be a shop in Seaview.
Yes.
But I guess that's money there, isn't it?
Well, yeah, especially through the summer.
Right.
You know, when it's heaving with DFLs.
Yeah.
as they used to be known.
Down from London.
Yeah. Oh, some of them were so stuck up. You could have put them on the wall and they hung stuck there. Yeah, there were one or two I could have mentioned, but I won't.
So Seaview has always been a sort of... It's been a summer place where people have second homes. Still the same now.
It is, very much so. And much more expensive now than... Well, like everywhere, isn't it?
Mm.
And you think what you... We bought a house on the corner of Queen's Road. We owned half of it because it was in two flats. And we paid £52 a month for the mortgage.
Right.
£52 and so many pence.
Yeah.
Used to go along to the town hall in Ryde and pay it over a counter.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, very different times.
They certainly are. You wouldn't get much for that now, would you?
So when you left to have your son, you were still looking after the shoe department then?
I was still in the shoes. Well, we used to go all over the ground floor.
Yeah.
And if they were short-staffed upstairs,
we'd
go where we were needed, where we could be more useful, because then there was a coffee shop as well.
Well, coffee shop in the Union Street one?
Yeah.
Was there?
Mm.
Oh, where was that? Was it a staff one?
There was a small one there, but the big... Yeah, it was up on the second floor.
Right. I don't know. I'd heard of. I mean, Coffee Bean, obviously, you know about Cross Street, but I didn't know about the Union Street one.
Yeah, there was one.
Okay.
Small one there.
And that was that quite a sort of a social hangout place? Or
there was always people in there. And I know somebody that I used to work with, we used to clean the coffee. The staff had a coffee machine, and we used to clean that out in our lunch hours.
Mm hmm.
And then go swimming in our lunch hours as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, down on the road?
Down the road. No, at Ryde.
Okay.
In Ryde, yeah. Just...
Wow. That's a good break for lunch.
Yeah. We got an hour then, and then latterly it was cut to half an hour, and we finished work earlier, so...
Right.
Which was quite good.
So when you're... That's interesting, the... The other people that worked there, I mean, I guess you got to know them pretty well after.
Yeah, a lot of them.
It sort of feels, having chatted to a few people, like there was how people were. It's almost like a sort of that being in the shop was almost like a bit of theatre, that you people presented themselves in a way that maybe they wouldn't be in the normal day.
No, probably not.
That it was that layer of formality.
Yeah, you always greeted them, I suppose. A lot of them you knew, but then you obviously got different people. But you were expected to greet people as they came in and say good morning, good afternoon. Can we be of any assistance or can we help or something like that? Mm-hmm. You should say that the shoes are up the back and the coffee shop and that upstairs.
So. Mm-hmm. What about when you were sort of among each other in the staff room or whatever? Was it people were more natural with each other at that point?
Yeah. Our coffee breaks were staggered.
Okay.
And lunch breaks, so many went 12 to 1, so many went 1 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
And the coffee shop, and coffee break was quarter an hour, so at least we had coffee on tap, so
mm-hmm.
which was quite good. But no, it's. The one thing I was going to say, when my husband started to, Mrs. Barrow asked him to come and look at something in PAX, he was wandering around and he realised that the roof was not really attached to the building.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So they had to do a bit of work on that.
Sort wow.
Of, yeah, it was, he came and said to me, I don't know how to put this, he said, but I don't know. I've got to tell Mrs. Barrow, or I think Mr. Guy was still involved then, that was her brother,
mm-hmm.
that the roof is the joist hang. There was no joist hangers.
Wow. So did he then have to go and fix
yeah,
all that?
They fixed it all up. They,
right.
Yeah, him and his brother, and they had a partner. So.
Wow.
Yeah, they did quite a lot of work there as well. Bits and pieces. So.
Yeah. What kind of stuff?
Well, he was a plasterer. His brother was a bricklayer. So whatever they could do.
Oh, mind the mic.
Yeah, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
They had carpenters and that they could ship in
yeah.
for anything. That they could do more or less every aspect of building with subcontractors.
Because I had wondered about how much. Because it looks like it wasn't probably originally, way back when, wasn't one space, one shop. So for them to it was converted into a department store before it was Pack and Culliford's. But then they must have thought, well, OK, well, it'd be better flow if we knock that wall down. And was there work as large as that went on?
Not when I was there, no. There was a funny back staircase that you, it was like a spiral. And you could get quite giddy, and the final flight of stairs were concrete, it went down quite deep.
Oh, yeah.
And there was you could go, there was a passageway, and there were rooms off to one side. But on the right, there was like a hole, and it was like a crawlway, and you could go and get in it and go through, and you could look up through the gratings. On the outside,
wow!
As you came around the corner,
right. What was that? A coal hole? Do you think, or something?
No,
or?
It was a ventilation. I imagine.
Right.
I don't really know what. And let light in, because before there was electric, I suppose.
Right. How often did you get to crawl through the hole under the pavement then?
No, it wasn't under the pavement. Well, yes, it was sort of under the pavement.
Mm-hmm.
Not that often, but
it wasn't a weekly thing then.
No. it was storage.
Right.
So it was a lot of the stuff of the window dressers were in and out more than we were. And the stock controller was down there. But so the last flight of stairs was slabs.
Right.
So yeah, and God, when you sit and think about how things were
mm-hmm.
and how they are now, gosh, you wouldn't be allowed to do anything like that, would you?
With the stone steps?
Yeah, no. And then we had a staff room on the top floor, and we could open the window and get out and walk. You could go see right across the
oh,
water,
wow.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Mm. You couldn't sit out there or anything. It wasn't suitable for that, but you could go out and look.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But with the when you, I mean, after 13 years there, you must have got to know people who are regulars.
Yes. Yeah.
How was that relationship?
Usually good.
Yeah.
We used to have the Countess of Marlborough and her husband. He was a gentleman. He was lovely. He was a real typical gentleman.
You sort of looked out for stuff for them.
Yeah, yeah.
You knew what they liked.
Yes,
and
yeah.
I've got a pair of shoes that you might like here. Or
yeah, there was a people that owned a big hotel in Cowes, and you used to rub your hands with glee if they came in because we did get commission. Not a lot, but it all helped.
Uh-huh.
When I started, I got £2.15/6,
right.
Which was a lot of money from your first job because you only ever got pocket money.
Yeah,
if we were lucky.
Right.
But no, it. Some days it was not good, but most days it was all right. And it, obviously, it also depends on who you work with, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
I guess that's part of the personalised service is where, say, you would say for somebody, I've got there's some great jumpers that will work for you. Or
I think that's what you had one or two or quite a few customers that you could guide them towards things. Mm-hmm. Well, I still see one or two of them now. There's not many left.
Right.
But, no, it's strange how you don't think about things.
Yeah.
And then it's like an eruption, isn't it? Once you start, it just carries on.
Anything else about the Union Street shop that we should talk about, do you think? Before we go on to the Cross Street one.
Just trying to think.
Any sort of unusual days that happened there or strange circumstances or funny stories?
I've been trying to rack my brain, for two or three days now. And I thought, no, just nothing pops. And you see, when you've gone, it'll all pop up. No, not that I can think of, but no.
Okay.
No.
So then, 13 years, you decided to leave. How was it when you said, "Oh, okay, I'm going to go and have my son now"?
Yeah, well, weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I did go back, so I suppose.
What was weird?
Just not getting up and going to work, going to the shop, and the people.
Right.
You miss, and the customers, some of them you don't want to see, but a lot of them were very pleasant, but sometimes you got one that was a bit off.
Mm-hmm.
no, I must say, I enjoyed it, but I think I'd had enough.
Right.
But I did go back, didn't I?
Yeah.
Which I had a break.
Mm. So, how many years were you not there then?
I think when John went to school, basically. Mm. Yeah, and I can't think.
So that'd be what, him being seven, six or seven, do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then when you went back, to the Cross Street?
Yes, because Pat, the ride shop. We went back to Cross Street.
Had they recently taken over that one?
Yeah, it was. They hadn't been there that long. Time goes by, you think.
Well, particularly when your kids are young.
Oh, yeah, yes. It was a bit manic at times, but there you go. It all helped the coffers, that's the thing, isn't it?
So they'd taken over what was Woods and Wilkins.
Yeah.
Changed the windows on the ground floor.
Yes.
This is another thing I learnt yesterday about how they had, not just as you look at it, where the front doors were, but they had to the right-hand side the floors above the shop that was next door as well. Mm. I think that was the bridal area, yes. And I can't remember what on the floors above that. And then
opposite,
Green Fingers, a flower shop.
The flower shop, yeah.
That
yeah.
opened on the side as well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a hell of a chunk of shop.
It's a big building.
Mm.
I don't know that they had anything to do. I don't think the flower shop was anything to do.
I think that may... This is just me trying to remember now. This was Jane Moody. She was then's mother.
Yeah.
Maybe that opened that. Or grandmother. I can't remember one of the two. Yeah.
Grandmother.
So what that was... That must... The new shop in Cross Street, new as it was then... Did that feel quite modern? Because the design of it looked quite different
to the other side.
The Union Street
Yeah. Because there was a lot of stairs in top of Union Street, obviously. There was only one flight in the other one.
The Cross Street one.
One up to the offices and the storeroom and that.
Mm-hmm.
But we had one of those... tea machines.
In the staff area?
Yeah.
Okay. What is that, the big boiling...
Yeah.
What do they call those?
Put money in.
Oh, right.
Put money in the slot, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Friend of mine, and we used to work there, we used to swim in our lunch hours.
That was when you were at Cross Street?
In Cross Street, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, Union Street.
Union, right, Street. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm still friends with her now. But she's on the mainland. There's another lady this one, Sue, and then there was June, who lives on the island in Ryde. They were both there when I went, and they've been there since they'd both left school, so...
Right.
She must be well into their 80s now.
So they were... You did 13 years and then roughly... Another 7 off, so they'd stayed the whole 20 years.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a testament to how about good employers.
Yeah.
Isn't it? If people stay around.
Yeah, because you wouldn't get as much these days, would you?
Right. Yeah. No. Whether it be on the employer or the employee side.
Either. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very fine line you draw to keep staff, isn't it?
Yeah. When you went to the Union Street one then, what was, which floor were you on and which department were you in?
In the knitwear. Okay. Not the ground floor, the next one up. We on the front. On the front was the knitwear, and then round above the opticians and that, it was underwear.
Right.
And we watched, they filmed that, some of That'll Be the Day film in the Caribou.
What's the Caribou?
Caribou in Cross Street. It was the inn place to go for coffee for the youngsters, and they filmed part of That'll Be the Day, and we watched them doing it from out of the window with a window in the underwear department.
What was that? That was opposite Caribou, was it?
Yes. No. That's the top of Union Street,
mm-hmm.
and the Caribou was here in Cross Street.
Oh.
You know where the sweet shop is in Cross Street? It was that there.
Right.
Monique and Carlo ran it.
Yeah.
you think the load of rubbish your brain remembers, then what you want to know about, you don't. No. It was quite interesting, actually, because there was quite a lot of... people, technicians and all sort of things.
Mm.
Not a lot got sold, I don't think.
Right.
while they were there, but
any other sort of showbiz highlights like that, or any other highlights?
Not that I can remember. Okay. Probably after you've gone, I shall remember.
Uh-huh.
We used to have customers from came from cows, and they did spend a lot of money.
Mm.
Yeah, and it was quite nice when you got the commission on kids.
So where you were in first floor knitwear, that was on the way through to the coffee bean at the back, was it?
It was above where the opticians is.
Oh, on the right as you look at the building?
Yes, on the right.
Okay.
That was the opticians, and then it came right round.
Okay.
And there was three floors.
Yeah.
There. That was the underwear, and that was up there. But no. And then there was. It was a warren. But they say this particular, in the basement, you used to have to go through that, this tunnel.
Basement in the Cross Street one?
Not in Cross Street, in Union Street.
Okay.
No, there was nothing like that in Cross Street.
I was trying to visualise.
Yeah, no, yeah. There's no nothing hidden there that you might uncover. Well, there could be, I suppose. It was all right. I don't know if I want to do it again.
Uh-huh.
I like people, but it's like anything with people, isn't it? You get the good and the bad.
Uh-huh. Right. So how many years were you in Cross Street then?
Because I went back after it, didn't I? I went back as well. I'm no good with dates.
Okay.
I'm useless.
I'm the same.
Useless. But it's not on the calendar. It doesn't. It doesn't happen in my lifetime. In my life. No. If I think about anything after you've gone, I'll write it down and ring you up.
Okay. No problem. Was the feeling of the Cross Street one any different to the feeling of the staff that worked there, or? Just sort of the general
not
ambience.
Really, because most of us went from, we just transferred, literally.
Okay.
One or two, I think. Oh, I hate that noise.
Mm-hmm.
There were one or two changes, but not a huge amount.
Okay.
Considering the amount of people that worked there, I suppose, it was all right.
Mm-hmm.
But... I enjoyed it, but
did you spend much time in the coffee bean?
What, when you worked?
Yeah,
when you worked there. Well, you could sit and have your lunch. We did have a staff room, if we wanted, we could sit in the coffee bean. Mm-hmm. It was a bit more salubrious than the staff room. We had one of those tea machines,
sort of dispenser.
Yes, dispenser. Right. Yeah. One of the girls I used to work with, we used to go and swim at lunchtime,
mm-hmm.
and then go back and we used to clean the coffee thing, mm-hmm. as well. But yes,
did you ever the fashion shows have been something that people have spoken about?
Yeah,
as a sort of really quite a highlight and an event.
There was quite.
Did you take part in those, or were you sort of a dresser behind the scene? How was that?
That was fraught at times. Yeah, no, they used to have one person dressed, did one model, unless there was a hiccup, and then everybody went where they could go that would help out. But we didn't get paid for it either, which...
Oh, really? Right.
No. I think you've got something slipped in your wage packet occasionally, but mm-hmm. Not that often. It only happened sort of once, twice a year.
And was that seen as quite a sort of a social moment?
Yeah, it was quite a social event. There was nibbles and wines, I think, at... for the customers, not for the staff.
Right. And they came down the staircase today, walked through the shop.
To the shop, yeah. They came down the front stairs and then round up the back stairs to get back up to the top again. So.
Whereabouts was the dressing room then?
It was the part of the kitchen. It was all
the coffee bean
in the underwear.
Okay.
So.
Right. So what my understanding is that from the outside it all looked really calm and models are elegantly walking through.
Yeah.
But might behind have a, it was
hat the wrong way round or something. No, there was somebody sort of checking as they went out to make sure that everything was like. If Mrs. Barrow was around, she would do it. But usually she'd be off somewhere else, and one of the girls would just the hats and what have we, make sure they had the gloves, because everything was done with gloves in those days.
Okay.
Yeah, white leather ones. And
did you say your daughter modelled?
Yes.
For the fashion?
Yeah.
What sort of age was she then?
Oh, crikey. What's she now? In her 20s?
Right.
Must have been.
That must have been quite a thrill for her to...
She was... very... not introverted. She was very shy, I think. She... It took a lot... She did it, and she carried on doing it, but it took a lot. So I didn't have anything to do with persuading her, because I thought if I do it and it goes wrong, I should get it in the neck. But I think Mrs. Barrow actually talked her into it eventually.
How many years did she do, or how many shows did
she do? Oh, crikey. Well, she was doing her GCSE when she first God, I don't know. dates mean nothing to me these days.
It must have been a thrill for her to dress up in the fancy clothes.
She liked the clothes, yes. Yes, she did like... Well, no, most of the clothes. Some of them, she said, I'm not wearing that. But she did.
Uh-huh.
But, no, she was very, very, very shy.
Did it bring it out of her? Bring herself
out
of her?
It helped. It helped, yeah. Oh. Yeah. She's... She's an accountant now, as am my son and my son-in-law.
Right, because when we were talking earlier, I think you said your son did the books, some of the books there.
Yeah, yeah.
How did that work?
On Saturday. He used to come in on a Saturday and do a lot of the book.
So that would be sort of taking the receipts, adding them into a book and then...
Yeah, writing it all down.
Then they're both in an accountancy?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, Sarah works. They live in Porchester. She works in I don't know actually where she works now. But my son-in-law, he comes from Stoke, and John is as well. John's partner's not though. She's not an accountant.
Did they always love adding numbers up, or what's the reason that?
I don't know really how it all started. I know they were both good at maths, and I suppose it went on from there. John, I think John did was it work experience?
Okay.
That's how he got into, he works at H. Cross and Co. in Newport.
Mm.
And he's been there since he left school.
Right.
And he's 50.
But got the grounding at PAX.
At PAX, that's where it started. As I say, both maths was one of their best subjects.
Did you say your daughter also worked, as well as doing the modelling, she also worked at PAX on Saturdays?
Yeah.
And how was that, having your daughter in at work? Was that...
It was all right, but you didn't always have a lot to do with each other, because sometimes she was upstairs in the gowns and that, and I was always downstairs with the shoes and the accessories and the knitwear and trousers and that sort of thing. But she did quite a bit upstairs with Mrs. Barrow.
What was the building itself? Was that, you're saying less stairs than Union Street. Was there anything, it's all quite open, was it?
What, Union Street?
The Cross Street.
Cross Street.
Yeah.
Cross Street is, yeah, because you used to go in the door and the main staircase was in front of you, as it is sort of now, and there was a cupboard under the stairs, and then there was... the fitting, you go sort of like go like round that way, where that way
to the left.
That way it was up to the shoe department, and then you could also get to the coffee shop up there up the back stairs, and then there was another floor above that as well, which was full of spiders.
This was the sort of the Woods and Wilkins bit that hadn't been touched.
Yes, yeah,
wasn't for the public.
No. No, no.
So you didn't want to go up that part?
No, you went up, but so you weren't particularly keen. that's when they found that the roof wasn't attached.
Oh, it was the Union Street roof?
No, Cross Street.
So Cross Street.
Cross Street roof, yeah.
Oh, I mistook that. I thought you meant the Union Street.
No, it was Cross Street roof.
Okay.
Down the, above the florists, that's just an aspect of it.
I mean, that's high up and it's a windy bit, out of thought.
It is, yeah. Yeah. He came to me and said, got a problem. I said, why, what's that? He said, well, we've just found that the roof's not really attached to the building. I said, oh, just a minor detail. Yeah, the no joist hangers or anything there. So
amazing.
So that was put right quite quickly, I must admit. No. Trouble is, you forget a lot of the things, don't you? It's
What about is there any detail that I should be asking about I haven't asked about, do you think?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. We've covered most things, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Barrow used to go to London a lot and to do her buying, but so we talked about that a bit. We used to see a bit of it. No, I can't.
It seemed to be the way they bought was smart, of one of each size, but never really get two or more, so people didn't have the same outfits.
No, it was quite... Yeah, the less expensive stuff there was more of, but the gowns and that sort of thing, the wedding dresses, they were just ones. I know the wedding dresses, they could get different sizes in them. But not a lot. Apart from that, I can't think of.
Did you have anything to do with the wedding dress side?
Me?
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sometimes. Depends. Somebody was on holiday.
Yeah.
We the staff on the shop floor, we were mostly, we could do it all. Not perhaps not so good as, but we could. Get away with it, and you had particular people that would always come to you,
right?
Yeah,
customers.
Yes,
always...
customer would make a beeline,
right?
Yeah, which was quite nice because we used to get commission.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's also nice to have that relationship with them. They trust you.
And people now. I still see people now that I got friendly with our, you know, through packs.
Mm.
So, yeah, no, it's a lifetime, isn't it, really, when you think about it?
Mm. How was it dealing with, I mean, these days, I don't know how true this is, but there's this sort of bridezilla tag put on people. I don't even know if that's a thing anymore. But what were people like? They must have been sort of excited to be getting married.
Yes, I think more. I don't think we ever had a bad one. Some of them could be stuck up. I'm so stuck up. They thought they were better than everybody else. Uh-huh. Do you know what I mean? But I didn't. I never encompassed anybody like that, which because I didn't have a lot to do with the bridal really. But if they were short staffed or somebody was ill or whatever, anybody could step in, and you know we could do, to most things because the shoes were quite. I was a shoe queen.
Well, this is one thing that's been said is that when sort of helping the bride's mother pick outfits. Mm. That the shoes would be sometimes taken away and dyed.
Yeah.
Is that? Yeah. Can you remember?
Mrs. Barrow would dye them. She dyed them all, and gloves and anything that needed dyeing, she'd do.
So that would be a white shoe that would then get dyed to match the dress.
Yeah. A lot of evening dresses too had shoes dyed to match.
Right. And that was something was included in the price, or was that an extra?
I think it was added on, but not as much as it actually took. Mm. She was very clever, very very clever. She as I say, it was Jill Moody as well. She was there, but she was not quite so involved as at the time when I was involved with it.
Yeah. What was your relationship with the owners like?
What, with Mrs. Barrow?
Yeah.
She was all right. If she liked you, she liked you. If she didn't, you knew about it.
Right.
And I was lucky enough to be liked.
Mm-hmm.
Because I used to make their tea and that because that was in Union Street at Their sort of office came out onto the knitwear department where I was based.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was making tea and what have we. So, it was all right. It was, it paid your bills.
Mm-hmm.
I was lucky enough to go back after I had kids and that. So, I've been quite friendly with the people that I work with. I still know quite, they're still around, which is not often these days.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously the older ones are gone, but one's died recently. One of them had a nasty accident, broke both of her legs.
Wow.
Mm, so, but she's mending now, so.
Well, look, if you think we've covered everything.
I think I can't think of anything else. If I do think of anything, I'll give you a ring.
Okay.
I've got your number.
That's been great. Thank you.
It's in my phone. Lots of
detail. I know I've been seem to be probably asking lots of detailed questions.
Oh, sorry.
But it's just sort of trying
to get... The trouble is you pull it out. You'll get more out of me than like doing it like this.
And, uh-huh.
Yeah, no. It was, but as I say, if I remember anything else that I can... add to it, I will be in touch.
Great. Well, look, thank you very much for your time.
No, it's all right. No problem. Thank you for yours.